Could you tell me where I can get one? Oh, okay. Thank you very much. You've been no help at all. Well, that's it. There are 2 million people in this city, and apparently we are the first ones to ever come up with a crazy notion of renting a van after 5 in the evening.
Why don't you try this one, Crazy Joe's Junkers? He's crazy. Maybe he stays open later.
That's who I was just talking to.
Really? Julie, you called a guy named Crazy Joe?
Yes, Charlene. That is how desperate I am. I telephoned a man who not only calls himself Crazy Joe, but spells crazy with a K and prints the Z backwards. A man who has based his entire business career on the theme of illiteracy.
What are we going to do? Anthony's stuck out there on the 285 in the pouring rain with that awful Mrs. Fricky and all her furniture. She's going to drive him nuts if we don't get out there soon.
None of these rental places are open after 5 in the evening. All the ones at the airport are out of vans. The tow trucks are all tied up because of the rain. The only thing we can pray for is that Mary Jo can borrow something.
Well, you can forget that. I have tried everybody I know and nothing. I even tried those old hippie carpenters we used a couple of years ago. You know, they had that weird love van. But we can't use it because there's a Grateful Dead concert in Iowa 3 weeks from today.
But that's in 3 weeks. We only need it for one night.
Yes, I know, but they left already because they plan to drive across the country sleeping in the van and selling crystals for gas money.
Crazy Joe's, Wacky Larry's, Insane Bob's. What are these people trying to do? Lure us in with the promise the proprietor's mentally handicapped?
This is terrible. Poor Anthony. What are we going to do?
Well, I know what to do. It's real simple, too. Call up the police. Tell them that Anthony is an escaped convict who's stolen a load of antiques and taken a white woman hostage. They'll just rush right down here with one of those big old paddy wagons, you know, pick him up, probably even deliver the furniture.
That's a good idea, Suzanne. And then we can change the name of this place to Nutty Sugar Bakers, the Insane Decorators.
Okay, then here's another good plan. You could just go down, buy a new van, use it tonight, take it back tomorrow.
And say what, it didn't fit?
I would.
Actually, it's an interesting thought.
Well, Julie, no way are they going to believe it didn't fit.
No, Charlene, I'm talking about buying a van. We've been needing a new one for a while. Our old one has had it. I say we just go down the street to Thompson Motors, pick out the van we want, buy it tonight, rescue Anthony. Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because car dealers are sharks. If you are desperate, they can smell it. As a matter of fact, I bet they are down there right now going, "What is that, Bob?" I don't know, Al. It's either four desperate women who need to buy a van tonight or my next trip to Hawaii.
Sugar Bakers, it's Anthony. Where are you? You okay? He's at a Waffle House.
Where is Mrs. Fricky?
Where's Mrs. Fricky? She's in the van. It's still stuck on the highway. I bet she's mad, huh? I mean, I hate to criticize, but, you know, even on a good day, she's kind of cranky. Really? He says she's in a good mood.
Gee, maybe we should have stuck her out in the freeway in a leaky van a long time ago.
Hold. He says she's happy because this is her last furniture shipment, and she says that if it's not delivered to her house by midnight tonight, her whole job is free.
Well, where would she get a bizarre idea like that?
I saw it on a pizza ad.
Great, Suzanne. Why don't you just give away free pepperoni on the sofas?
There, you see, that shows how good you'd be at sales, because that wouldn't work at all. You people act like it's just so easy for me to hustle up business for this place. You know, like I just got to stand on the corner and yell, "Hey, drapes and coffee tables," and people just come running.
Well, you're wrong. I have to flirt. I have to wheedle. I have to lie. And sometimes I even have to threaten. That is called sales. It's not pretty. I am, but it's not.
Hello, Anthony. You can tell Mrs. Fricky that I have no intention of giving away a house full of furniture and interior decorating services for free. Wait for us. We'll be there shortly with a new van. Goodbye.
Suzanne, I can't believe you did that. That is thousands and thousands of dollars. We can't afford to pay for all that stuff.
Hey, I sell stuff. I'm the front end person. You're supposed to deliver it. You're the rear end people.
Oh, that does it. I'm on my way to the dealership. I'm going with you. We'll get your coat.
Fine. You all just leave your dental records with me so I can identify your bones after they've been picked clean.
Very Joe.
No, I'm serious. Y'all don't leave me out of this. I hate to bargain. I've never been good at it. And you know, I lived in Mexico for a couple of years when Ted was in med school. Let me tell you, there is no such thing as a price tag south of the border. At first, I'd just go to the market and I would just pay whatever price they asked. And after a couple of weeks, I told Ted, we can't live in Guadalajara. It's just too expensive.
Well, how'd you get by?
Well, I finally figured it out. I'd go to the guys in the market and I would say, how much is this orange? And they'd kind of size me up and say, $600. And I'd walk away and they'd say, 30 cents. I hate that.
Mary Jo. First of all, this is Atlanta, not Guadalajara. And secondly, I have never understood the mystification of the car buying process. Of course, they will want to play games, but it takes two to play, and we just won't do it. We will go in there, we will make a reasonable offer, allowing the dealer a modest profit, and we will stand firm. And do you know what will happen?
Yes, you will come back with a $600 orange.
This article once that says you should always check and make sure a van isn't two vans welded together. And that's what they do. They take one van that's been wrecked in the back and one that's been wrecked in the front, and they weld them together. You know? And you can't tell unless you look under the carpet. You know, you're just going down the highway, and all of a sudden it just comes apart like Herbie the Love Bug.
All right, now, one of these dealers is going to be coming over here any minute, so how are we going to play this?
Suzanne, we've already discussed that. The main thing is not to waste time.
Now, if I was alone in this situation, I'd use sex appeal. But since I'm with you two, I say we go for pity. Now, we just say that we're social workers doing very important community work, and we need the van to transport dirty, stinky winos back downtown.
Suzanne, we are going to be honest.
You mean about Mrs. Fricky and about Anthony and us being desperate?
Not that honest.
Hello. I'm Stan Payton. This new deluxe sure is something, huh? Mm-hmm. Can I help you? Have you got any questions?
Yes, is this one van or two?
Excuse me?
Never mind. We've come to buy a van. We're not interested in the deluxe model. We're looking for something a little more simple.
Why don't we move on over here and we'll see about getting you ladies all fixed up? I want to be your friend. I like to get to know my customers. Let me tell you a little something about myself first. I was born right here in Atlanta, but I grew up mostly in Dallas. Got four brothers and two sisters. We were a big family. Right now, we're spread out all over the place. Anyway, I moved back to Atlanta to go to tech, and I've never left. Got three kids of my own. Two boys, 14 and 12, and a little girl who is almost three. Such a cute age, isn't it? That's her right there. We're on a camping trip in Florida. See, now that's my van.
Anthony's stuck out on the highway with that awful Mrs. Fricky. We're going to have to pay for everything if we don't get a new van right now.
Well, I'm glad that came out. Yes, I am. You know how badly we need the van, and that's fine, because I like to deal honestly and fairly. Now, we're a group of nuns, and we need the van to transport blind orphans.
Anthony, are you all right?
I found him walking down the side of the freeway in the pouring rain carrying this floor lamp. You know, buddy, most people just use a flashlight.
I couldn't wait any longer, Mary Jo. I couldn't spend another minute with that awful woman. I've been trapped in small places with people that I didn't like before, but this was the worst. First, she didn't like the way I loaded her furniture. Then I was driving too fast. Then I was driving too slow. Then I wasn't using my mirrors properly. And when the van broke down, it somehow had something to do with my racial heritage.
Anthony, I'm so sorry. Mm.
Where is everybody?
They went to get a van. What happened to Mrs. Fricky?
Well, I was still very polite, very professional. I made her comfortable, then I told her I was going to have to walk a mile and a half in the pouring rain to the Waffle House. This was her cue to place a snack order. I'll have a cup of coffee freshly brewed with 2 tablespoons of real cream and 3/4 of a packet of sweet antelope. Then I walked down the side of that highway, endangering my life for a mile and a half to place that order and to make a phone call. Then I turned around and walked a mile and a half back to the van, at which time this woman began to express her surprise that, oh, the coffee is tepid. But this was my cue to politely open that van door and begin hauling her furniture to her house one piece at a time. That seemed preferable to spending another millisecond in the presence of that insufferable woman, and I might add, her humongous butt. Mary Jo, I say we just leave her there. She's got furniture. Just let her start life anew on the side of that highway.
Anthony, we can't because of that stupid promise that Suzanne made.
Right. So where are they supposed to be getting this van?
Well, we couldn't rent one or borrow one, so they've all gone down to Thompson Motors to buy one.
Together? The three of them? Julia, Suzanne, and Charlene? No, no, this is not good.
I tried to stop them.
Oh, man, those car dealers are tough. You got to be ready for them. Did they have any kind of plan?
Julia said that they were going to make a reasonable offer and stand firm.
No, I got to get down there right now. Mary Jo, can you drive me?
Oh, my car's in the shop. Charlene brought me to work today.
Well, I guess a cab is out the question.
Well, with all this rain, I'd be hours coming.
Do you at least have a raincoat I could borrow? Hey, I'm not proud.
Good luck. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary Jo. Anytime. And when I say anytime, I mean never again on God's green earth.
If we're going to confer, why can't we do it in the conference room?
Told you, I've heard that car dealers bug those conference rooms so they can tell when you're weakening. But they're going to bug this lady's room. Can you imagine what they hear?
Okay, we're about to run out of time, so I'm just going to be blunt. Suzanne, it does not further negotiations to have you plopping your cleavage on that man's desk.
I think it furthers things just fine. I had him confused.
You certainly did. Every time he looked at your chest, we had to listen to that story again about that summer he worked on the dairy farm.
Situation. I mean, y'all weren't doing very well, and I am the expert in this area. I mean, when it comes to taking something from a man, I know what I'm doing. I wish you two would stop undermining my plans.
Suzanne, we have already seen Plan A and Plan B. You can just put them away now.
Suzanne! Julia! Charlene!
That's Anthony.
Suzanne!
Anthony, what are you doing here?
I'm not looking, I promise.
You are so out of the way. Get in here and dry it out.
No, 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 I don't want to come in the ladies' room.
Charlene, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, Suzanne, he might catch pneumonia. Anthony, you want to come over here and warm up under the hand dryer?
Oh, no, no.
It's very sanitary.
Please, I don't want to be in the bathroom at all. Any strange women that are out there other than these three, I'm not looking and I'm leaving. I'll be waiting outside.
Anthony, it's all right. We are the only ones in here, and we are all fully clothed so far.
Oh, very funny.
But you want to sit down?
No, 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 I don't want to sit down. No, 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 oh! Hey. What is this, a couch? You know, for a minute I thought, never mind. Wow, so this is the ladies' room. It doesn't look like a bathroom at all. It looks like somebody lives here. No wonder it takes y'all so long. Well, so how are we coming on this car buying?
Anthony, where is Mrs. Fricky?
Well, that's what I came to tell you. She's still sitting in the van on the side of the highway.
Well, I almost had the deal closed up, but these two keep butting in.
Well, Suzanne, Stan is our friend, too.
Stan, is that the salesman?
Yeah, he's real sweet. You'd like him, Anthony. You know, he was a communications major.
Charlene, he is not sweet. He is impossible.
Woo, woo. I think I see what the problem is here.
What?
Well, now, forgive me, Julia, but you are not on your turf here. You are on his turf, and when you're on another man's turf, you have to play it his way.
Well, I don't like to play games, and frankly, I think he's been a little bit patronizing to us because we're women.
Well, all right, then, if he really feels that way, we can use that against him. So here's what we can do.
Anthony, what you're getting ready to say, is it some trick you picked up from some low-life con man in prison?
Well, yes.
good.
Hello, Stan. I'm Anthony Bouvier. I understand you've been taking good care of my ladies.
Your ladies?
Well, yes, they work for me in a little design firm that I own.
I thought Sugar Bakers was their name.
Well, it is, but I recently acquired the business in a leveraged buyout, which I'm afraid to say has left me cash poor. I hope my employees haven't wasted too much of your time.
Oh, no. We've been good friends, and they've already picked out the van they want to buy.
Well, I'm sure that they have, Stan. You know how women are. They love to shop, but it's always up to us men to pay for it. I hope we haven't inconvenienced you too much, but I just don't think we're going to be buying a van tonight. That old van is taking us a lot of miles. I think it's going to take us a few more.
It might be time to think about trading that one in on something a little more reliable.
Well, the price would have to be awfully low to attract me. Stan, what kind of money are we talking about?
I could put you in a van tonight for this figure.
Woo! That's a little high, Stan.
Hey, it's negotiable. You know I like you. I want you to have this van. And besides, I really prefer dealing with the man in charge.
Okay, that's it.
Dude, please, I would hate to have to fire you.
Let's get a few things straight, Mr. Payton. We don't work for Anthony, he works for us. Anthony's our delivery man.
I do some contracting on the side.
I'm tired of playing games. I don't want to hear about your potty training or the first time you kissed a girl. This is business. And since we can't seem to conduct it as business, we'll be leaving.
Julia, what are you doing? We can't just walk out.
We're not walking out. We're just gonna let him think we're walking out. He'll come after us. Now what?
I don't know about you all, but I think I need to go to the ladies' room.
Hi, how are you this evening?
No, you don't. Don't come anywhere near me. Cab waiting outside. I'm not here to buy anything. I'm just looking for my friends.
Hey, I'm not trying to sell you anything. And your friends are here, Sugar Bakers, right?
Uh-huh.
You can relax. I have a different philosophy from most of the people that work here. I know how you feel. You walk into a dealership and you're just ready to be attacked by sleazy salesmen. Am I right?
Well, yes.
I understand. Why don't you sit down? Can I get you something? Coke, coffee, tea? I can heat up some soup in a microwave. We might have a burrito back there.
No, thank you. I was just getting worried about my friends. I didn't think you would be open so late.
Every day till midnight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Who buys a car at 12 o'clock on a weeknight?
You'd be surprised. My name's Stan. What's yours?
Oh, Mary Jo.
That's a pretty name. My daughter's named Mary Jane. So how come you came here in a cab, Mary Jo?
My car's in the shop.
Oh, too bad. Such an inconvenience. Been breaking down a lot?
Oh, every once in a while.
Yeah. You'll probably need a new one soon.
Oh, you're good. I bet they bought a van from you, didn't they?
Well, we're very close to a deal.
Yes, I'll bet you are. Can I see that? Mm-hmm. It's a $600 orange.
Excuse me?
You ever bought a live chicken in Guadalajara?
I'm lost.
Well, when they first give you the price, it sounds pretty good. Then there is a charge to kill the chicken, and a charge to pluck the chicken, then a charge to cut the chicken's head off. But let me tell you, Stan, even in Guadalajara, they don't have the nerve to charge a processing fee. What is that?
Oh, that's just a charge for the paperwork.
$125 for paperwork? No.
I'm sorry, what do you mean no?
You're going to have to pluck that chicken yourself.
Hey.
Dealer prep, no. Options, Corrosion package, give me a break.
You know, I think I hear your cab honking out there.
Hey, you know, when you get rid of all these extras, it's not a bad price.
You know, I haven't shown you pictures of my kids, have I? I've got three kids. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do. A daughter 16 and a son who is 9. Not even he would fall for this gasoline charge.
Oh, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but you can't think about what you're spending. You have got to think about what you're getting. A brand new 1989 van.
Yes, that's right. What we're getting is a 1989 van. But I have a little news bulletin for you, Stan. It's 1990.
You're good.
Doing here?
Well, I just came down to see what was taking you all so long.
Well, sometimes buying a car can be a long and drawn-out process.
Mary Jo, I think you should just go on home now because we have a plan and you're not in it.
Really? What is it?
Well, mostly throwing ourselves on the floor and begging and crying for mercy.
Anthony, you spoiled.
Well, what's this, Stan?
Oh, that's just scratch paper.
Charlene, get out the checkbook.
Oh, I get it. You all come down here and act incompetent to throw me off, and then you send in the big gun.
Big gun?
Excuse me, but nobody here was acting anything.
Yeah, we really were incompetent.
Well, no offense. I hope we can still be friends.
And then I reeled him in, scooped him up in my net, and threw him on the bottom of the boat. Flop, flop, flop.
Yes, Mary Jo, we've heard that story several times now.
Though the fish metaphor is new.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a little drunk with power. I've never beaten anybody in a deal before.
I think it's great. I still don't know how you did it.
Well, I guess I picked up some bargaining skills along the way. I'm not the same scared little girl I was when Ted was in med school.
Well, it was worth it all just to see the look on Mrs. Fricky's face when we pulled up at 11:15.
Well, it's 1 o'clock now, and I need my beauty sleep, so I think I'm just going to be going on home before Donna Trump here starts telling us about the art of the deal again.
It is late.
Oh, I got to get home.
Are you all gone, really? I'm kind of wired. I thought we might do something.
Well, like what?
I don't know. I thought I might hop on a bus, go down to Guadalajara, buy me a live chicken.